A report by the U.S. Department of Defense shows that over 37,000 U.S. soldiers are stationed in South Korea, which is roughly 9,000 more soldiers than what the two countries had settled upon in 2008. The report comes amid ongoing combined military training by Seoul and Washington, including the recently ended Key Resolve, which was the first drill led by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I just think we've done a very good job of maintaining the peace by working together, working with our counterparts through the U.S. Army as well as the ROK Army, and just because of our ability to work together and accomplish this training together.
Sharing military command with Seoul is within Washington's new goal to be more flexible in Asia. This plan includes merging military bases in South Korea to fewer locations, which the U.S. says will help deter North Korea more effectively. Analysts say, however, this strategy will target other Asian countries and could potentially expand Washington's military in the region.
The strategic flexibility is also intended to check and contain China. So that's the original concept. So that does not mean that the U.S. soldiers of Yongsan move into Pyeongtaek. Does not mean U.S. military military power or military intention is decreasing.
Top U.S. officials visiting South Korea this week assured that Washington's budget cuts will not affect South Korea as a defense priority. Still, some South Koreans worry of the financial burdens.
Whether it's 1,000 or 10,000, is it meaningful for U.S. troops to stay in South Korea? From North Korea's perspective, whatever their numbers are, if they kill a U.S. soldier, the U.S. will surely take revenge. And I think that is the main reason U.S. forces are in Korea. But when there are 10,000 more soldiers, it means more taxes for South Koreans, so it can be a problem.
Some reports also suggest that Washington will demand Seoul to bear up to 50% support for U.S. troops in South Korea.
South Korea's spending on U.S. forces has continuously increased for several years. This year, Seoul is expected to pay almost $770 million, while projections are over $900 million for the next year. Joseph Kim, Press TV, Seoul.